You can come forward if you, if you'd like. No need to be strangers.
Oh, sit up here?
Sure, you bet. It's a sellout crowd today, so try to keep you out of the background. All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's start. Okay, this is Chairman Brad Holton. I'm going to bring the meeting to order. Present is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek. We have a 1:30 agenda item, and this will be three simultaneous public hearings. And it is a hearing, these are hearings to consider a request from Middleton Rural Fire Protection District to amend impact fees. So the first part of three public hearings that we'll do simultaneously is to consider Planning and Zoning Commission recommendation to adopt amended Middleton Rural Fire District Capital Improvement Plan and fee study dated September 15th, 2023 as an element of the Canyon County 2030 Comprehensive Plan. The second simultaneous public hearing will be an, also be an action item to consider adoption of the amended Middleton Rural Fire District Capital Improvement Plan and fee study dated September 15th, 2023. And the third would be consider an ordinance authorizing the adoption of the amended Middleton Rural Fire District impact fee schedule as follows. And I will probably wait to read that out loud, or one of the commissioners will, at the time that we consider that for a vote and a vote. So with that, I'm going to hand it over to Colin, and he's going to start with the plan and review that. And I believe he has a PowerPoint also.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, commissioners. And also, Robin has the financial report of the expenditures and collections.
Perfect.
As well. Yeah. Would you like that first, or
how would we like to do that?
That's actually what should precede that, I guess. I'm looking at Zach.
Yep. So to do this, so since it's a public hearing, what we'll do is we will have you sworn in, and then we'll receive your comments.
So Robin Ward, Greg Tininsley,
Tininsky,
William Gigray, and Colin McElwini.
Yes.
Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
All right. Okay, thank you.
My hand was up.
Thank you so much, Bill. I was worried about that last meeting, and so we appreciate that.
Next one, we're going to require you to be on FaceTime, Bill.
Okay. So, all right, so we'll hand it over to the report, and let's start there. Thank you.
All right.
So say your name, and we'll go from there.
Okay. I'm Robin Ward, and I'm the district administrator for the Middleton Rural Fire District. Okay. Thank you for having us back again, commissioners. In front of you, I believe you have the report. Is that correct, or do you need a copy of one?
I can take a copy of one if that's all right.
Sure,
I'll come out. I'll get it. Okay, thank you.
Brought my assistant.
Brought your assistant. It is on the calendar for the public. It's a PDF that's just below the agenda item. Okay.
So as you see in front of you, the Middleton Rural Fire District 2026 Impact Fee Fund Activity Report. I can also report that the committee met again the end of March.
Okay.
And so they approved these reports and our whole report in general. The impact fees implemented in 2018 were $849 per residential unit, and the commercial was 42 cents per square foot. The 2023 updated fees, capital improvement plan, which you're about to review with Colin, was done in August of 2023 with the change in the format of the impact fees, which added the residential multifamily and then the different areas of non-commercial or non-residential commercial sites. The Canyon County part of this board probably implemented the Middleton impact fees in 2020 and have not been updated since the 2023 update. Okay. The details of the fees collected are down below with the total through December 31st of 2025 of $575,358. The total number of fees is 639, and we've since done 240 just since 2023. And those make up 13 commercial and 626 residential. The impact fees expended to date in 2023, there were impact fees from 2020 and 2021 in the amount of $67,920. And then Canyon County impact fees from 20 that were expended in 2025 were also collected in 21 to 2022 of $207,706. The total impact fees expended across the district, $703,966 to date. And then it explains that the Harvey Station, we've spent $19,000, a little over $19,000 to date, and then two apparatus have been purchased for that station.
All right.
And do you have any questions for us?
Is there any questions?
Not at this time.
All right. Thank you.
Wonderful. Yeah, and Ms. Colin McAweeney with Tischler Bice Galena. Got 16 slides to go through. I think you also have the report there. I have that handy here as well if we want to refer that. Here is the map of the fire district. So includes much of Canyon County, but also the city of Middleton and Gem County, actually on the, so their northern boundary there, working with or sort of finished up with the city adopting this new fee schedule. And I'm actually going to Gem County in a couple weeks. So hopefully getting this updated up there as well. So similar to the other studies, you know, worked with county staff, city staff, planning staff to gather up growth assumptions and our land use assumptions. Then we look at CIPs, levels of service, growth-related needs and costs to bring together the sort of draft and final impact fee amounts. This has been approved by Middleton Fire Board, the city, the city's DFAC, and then also the Canyon County DFAC as well. This is the same methodology that we used for STAR Fire. So it's that plan-based approach where we have sort of a dedicated 10-year plan. We examine the costs and what part of those costs are growth-related and impact fee eligible. We're looking at call data to understand the demand from residential locations and non-residential commercial locations. And then importantly, too, is the district provides a district-wide level of service, so they're thinking about growth in all those areas when they're doing their capital planning. And so it's a uniform fee in those three jurisdictions, Canyon County, Waukee County, and Middleton.
Okay.
So when we were wrapping up the report, it was 2023, 2024, and so the base year here is 23. There is about 29,000 residents at the time in the whole district. Projecting 40% increase or about 3% every year there. Mostly single family housing, so 3,300 homes within 10 years and a little bit of multifamily. Multifamily can be like fourplexes and triplexes as well, not necessarily just apartment buildings. So real growth still occurring, and it sounds like we're sort of on track if we had about 600 homes in the last few years. Jobs are coming along as well. So there's about 2,000 jobs as of 23, growing to 3,500 jobs. Looking at Compass for sourcing there. And that's kind of almost an even split between retail, office, industrial, and institutional. Capital improvement plan. We got both. Growth-related costs, but also some replacement items there at the bottom that aren't growth-related. So you're seeing the Harvey Station that was improving the existing structure to start running units out of that. And so that was considered 100% growth-related to expand service and response times. That was $1 million, at least in 2023. Then a split station with Starfire. So it's been about a month now, but they also had a $3 million cost in their CIP, so it's $6 million total that they're splitting evenly. Got to start outfitting those new stations. So we have engines, also SCBAs, basically the air tanks that the new firefighters are going to be using, time frames, anywhere from 1 to 3 years up through 10 years there. And then again, the replacement of some of this apparatus, not growth related, so using other dollars there. $9 million total, at least at that time, and $6.6 million is growth related and what we're collecting for on new homes.
Chairman, I have a question.
Yes.
So given the information, thanks, Robin, for providing that, but what I heard you say was that you're on track with the projected growth. These numbers were relevant for 2023, but it's continued to be very rapid growth, particularly in this area. So if you, like, I haven't done the math, but if you look at what's needed versus what's been collected, it looks deficient. Can you speak to that? And if I just haven't done the math on it to look at what that prorated cost is over 20 year, or 10 years, that's great.
But yeah, Commissioner, that's a great question. And I think I know what the Chief's going to say is unfortunately, the current fee schedule, the 2018 fee schedule is still what's being collected in Canyon County.
Yeah.
And that's $849 for a single family home, which is about half of what this new CIP is going to reflect. So I think there has been some lost potential revenue there.
Okay. And I know that in the report that you've done, there's proportionate share and not capturing those years. Will they still be able to meet the projected goals in that timeline? And then that's my first question. The second question, I thought we were on an 8 or an 8.5 year collection rate for expenditure, but you're saying 10. Tell me about that change.
Yeah, well, I'm sure, you know, the cash is still, they're still collecting revenue, you know, associated with that. Hopefully, you know, it might take another year, let's say, right, if we sort of have only been collecting half of the amount over the last few years.
Yeah.
We do update these studies every 5, and so it's only a few more years from now that we're going to go back and revisit all these costs. You know, that's the big item, too, as well. We've seen a ton of inflation in the last few years.
Right.
We can update this sooner than 5 years. We're mandated to do the 5-year. So sometimes it's kind of a moving goalpost a little bit because of inflation. The 8-year mark. Yeah. It is the dollar collected tomorrow has 8 years to be expended.
Okay.
And I think Robin did a good job of detailing that the dollars collected in 21 have been funded some projects.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So that's also a rolling number on that.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. It'll probably be, in my mind, I won't be here, but it'll be important that we review these at least annually to make sure that the projected goals in the capital improvement plan are still on target to be met and funded.
Which is why the committee meets once a year.
Okay.
To review where we're at in the plan. Sorry if I wasn't supposed to speak.
No, you're good. Yeah.
But the impact fee, the district's impact fee committee meets annually.
Okay.
And then provides a report to the county, which is what you guys have in front of you. Or these were isolated Canyon County specific numbers.
Okay. Okay.
And so we revisit the capital improvement plan. We go through the list. Where are we at? What have we done? Are we on target for the years that we expected for those things to happen in? And to date, we are.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. That assurance is great for Chief, for people living in Middleton, for the people doing the studies, and for the board to be able to act on and implement updated fees as needed. So thank you.
Yeah, Commissioner, too, you know, what I know from expansion of Highway 44 is I don't think Middleton is going to be slowing down in growth anytime soon.
Yeah.
So we could even self-correct, right, if we get some little burst there.
Yeah. I think we're on the same page there, is that self-correction that's needed. So, okay, thank you.
Yeah. So just going through the numbers, the crunching here, so they have dispatch call data, and it's called the CAD system, where they're actually geolocating the property type of where those calls are going towards. So we had about 800 calls to residential locations or homes, 47 for commercial, and then another 450 for traffic. Then we had to sort of portion out those traffic calls, and so we were looking at trip generation rates. So ultimately, it's 92% demand and calls from residential locations and 8% from non-residential. And I don't have it in front of me, but what we've been seeing, is Eagles, if you're really just following Highway 44, right? Eagle had a little bit more commercial, you know, not 8%, maybe, you know, 10 or 11. Star a little bit more than this. And then, but then as that commercial is going to follow the highway, you would see that shift over time as well. So here's the, you know, calculations of the fee. We had those two, we sort of break it down into different components. So we had the facilities. These are future plans, 5,500 square feet, $3.5 million, 92% of that related to residential growth, 8% to non-residential growth. Then we compare that to our growth assumptions over that time frame to get sort of a level of service, 481 square feet per 1,000 residents. 56 square feet per 1,000 vehicle trips. And then for Middleton, their capital plan had about $628 per square foot for station construction. And so multiply the level of service by that cost to get $302 per person. Same thing for apparatus. There's five sort of growth-related added new units to the fleet in the plan, $2.5 million. That ultimately boiled down to $224 per person. Smaller numbers here, but CBAs, $80,000 just really helps alleviate some of the pressure on the general fund as much as possible here, $7 per person. Study itself, even smaller numbers, but we can pay for this effort with future impact fee collection. Lastly, at that time when we were doing this, finishing up the study, they had about $828,000 in their impact fee fund that was going towards that capital plan. And so we want to discount the fee by 12% to make sure we're only collecting the remaining $5.5 million there. Final fee schedule. So we sort of bring all those items forward, reduce out for the fund balance. To get a net cost there per person of $472 or $55 per non-residential vehicle trip. Then you have those different demand factors, very similar to what you've been seeing, breaking out single family and multifamily, then retail, office, industrial, and institutional. Then we look at sort of local census data to say there's three people in a single family home in Middleton. Three times the cost per person gets us the maximum supportable fee amount of $1,481 per unit, $1,123 per multifamily unit. In 2018, the fee schedule was sort of that unified fee of $849. So you're seeing increases both for single family and multifamily. There's actually decreases there for office and industrial because we're going from that sort of unified fee and then splitting that out. And so your retail is going to generate the most calls, most traffic on the roads. So they're going to ultimately pay the highest fee there with decreases down to $135 per 1,000 square feet of industrial development. Lastly, here's the big comparables table. The 2018-2019 study, if we compare it to what's being collected today, would actually be at the bottom there with this new maximum number, kind of right in the middle there. And that's it for my slides.
All right. Comments or questions?
Well, I guess for me, I would like to hear something from the chief. He's been out there, you know, in the middle of the fire, so to speak. He had a really big fire that was visible. I asked him about the other day, but to be able to meet the demand, and nobody likes a fire that happens, but tell us a little bit about your dynamics, if that's okay, Chairman.
Sure.
Sure. Greg Tominski, Middleton Fire District and Star Fire District. The thing you got to remember for Middleton is that we have 110 square miles. Majority of it lies within Canyon County, and then we have a little bit in Gem County. We're trying to be able to respond to all of our emergencies in 5 minutes or less, especially in the populated area, and it's extremely tough with one station. So collecting the impact fees and being able to get this station on Harvey, which is north of the heavily populated area, which is starting to get populated in that area and seems to be growing more and more, is some of our response times to some of those northern areas are 20 to 25 minutes. And that's running lights and sirens. And that's coming from a staff station. So the impact fees are so important. Do I ever think that they're enough? No. But there is a methodology to figuring them out. And, you know, we have to stick with that methodology. I hope in the future that we can get these impact fees implemented in a reasonable amount of time so we can collect the maximum amount. We're just going to have probably just enough money collected to remodel that station, where had we would have been able to do it before, it would have been a little bit cheaper, because the cost of everything continues to go up and doesn't seem to slow down at all. So,
okay,
that's our methodology for the fire district, and just got trying to continue to grow with our community.
Yeah, thank you. And Chairman, I have a follow-up question with the table that's been provided on page 5, figure 2, growth related capital. So for everything that's not related to growth and the replacements for your tender trucks and the brush and the fire engines and all that, is that then all dependent on property tax, right? Yeah.
Yeah, so everything in the very right-hand column that has a zero next to it has to come from property taxes.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, we did have a little bit of a help this year in House Bill 959. To raise our cap from 8 to 15%.
Yeah.
And get rid of the preliminary levy rate and go to the previous year's levy rate, which will help. Unfortunately for the city of Middleton, the majority of the good growth that they're getting today is in an urban renewal district. So we're still have to collect all, we still have to protect all of those $1.5 million houses and all the commercial that they're bragging that's going to come in there, but we have to do it for free for 20 years. So it's a sore subject for me. So thankfully you don't have it outside of the city limits, because it's that incremental value kills us. When we're 98% reliant on property tax and we don't have any other ways to get fees, we're hosed.
Well, and I know it's tight right now because, and I hear what you're saying, that there is potentially commercial growth coming. If there was more commercial growth, it would shift some of that from the residential component. But it's been kind of a tough battle there with just different dynamics. So anyway, thank you for the information and the feedback.
Thank you.
All right.
Mr. Gigray, you have the floor.
Oh, thank you. Mr. Chairman and Commissioners, for purposes of the record, I'm William Franklin Gigray III with the firm of White, Peterson, Gigray & Nichols at 5700 East Franklin Road, Nampa, Idaho, appearing representing the Middleton Rural Fire District. We appreciate this opportunity, I'm going to just do a brief summary of why we're here today, as you've gotten a lot of the particulars already from Robin Ward, Chief Tominski, and Colin McQueenie. Basically, as with the other districts that you've already heard and will be hearing some more, the amendment of Idaho Code Section 8205, which changed the residency requirements for members to be on the advisory committee, as well as how they're established pursuant to intergovernmental agreement, has required some changes in your ordinance as it relates to the advisory committee, which ordinance you have, which will provide for your own Advisory Committee, as well as advisory committees established by intergovernmental agreement. Secondly, we have the district, as already discussed, a new capital improvement plan dated 9/15/2023. That, of course, changes an ordinance and your impact fee ordinance for the Middleton Rural Fire District fee schedule. And, of course, we are having a hearing because this is an increase. Some of that at more than 5%. Also, to amend the comprehensive plan of the county, as you know, when you adopted the 2030 comprehensive plan, all capital improvement plans of this fire district and others was removed from that. It needs to be an element in the comp plan. That's another part of these hearings, is to fix that issue. And in this instance, there would be a new Appendix B for the comprehensive plan amendment for intergovernmental agreements that will include the capital improvement plans, and Middleton's would be Appendix B9. So with regards to other matters, I would stand for questions. I would just add, with regards to the expenditure of the capital of the impact fees which have been collected, remember, as they are accounted for, it's first in and first out. So if what is collected in 2023 is spent before that money that's collected in 2024 and so on, it is. We have 8 years to expend the funds, but we can ask for an additional 3 years, up to 11 years. We have to provide notice to those fee payers whose fees are still in the trust fund. And so I think you have all of the rest of the information. I understand you're proceeding with a process where you consider adoption of the new capital improvement plan resolution. You will consider at least a preliminary approval of the amendment of the comp plan for at least Middleton's, but will take final action when you've heard all nine districts, and that you will approve or consider approving the amendment of the ordinance on the fee schedule. With that, I'll stand for any questions you may have.
Questions, comments?
I do not have any, Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Gigray.
Thanks, Bill.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
All right. Is there any further comments or testimony?
I don't have any, Chairman.
There's none. I would make a motion that we close public testimony and go into debate about the three action items.
I second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded to close public testimony. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. So I would suggest that we consider each one of these and pass them separately as they're listed on the agenda. And so the first one is going to be consider Planning and Zoning Commission recommendation to adopt amended Middleton Fire District Capital Improvement Plan and fee study dated September 15th, 2023 as an element of Canyon County's 2030 comprehensive plan.
Chairman, I move that we adopt the capital plan dated September 15th of 2023 and add that to the county's comprehensive plan as presented today.
I second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Second item is to consider adoption of the amended Middleton Rural Fire District Capital Improvement Plan and fee study dated September 15th, 2023.
Chairman, I move that the board adopts the ordinance. Is that, am I on the correct one? Amending Section 15 of Article 2?
I believe so.
Then I've got the one before. Okay,
it's
hold on.
Only the one before.
I get it.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the adoption of the amended Middleton Rural Fire District Capital Improvement Plan and fee study dated September 15th, 2023 as presented.
I second.
Okay.
Thank you.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. And so this last one, if the one wanting to make the motion if we go ahead and read down through all of the different fee schedules. That'd be great.
Okay. I think that's the one where I started. Let me see if I can get there.
If you so desire, Commissioner Van Beek, you could read it right off, directly off the agenda.
And Chairman, I'm struggling to find that.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, you want me to read this whole, sure. All yeah, of it?
Please. Yes, please. We've done that consistently on all of the other hearings.
All right, Mr. Chairman, I move that we adopt the ordinance authorizing the adoption of an amended Middleton Rural Fire District impact fee schedule as follows. Residential per single family per housing unit, $1,481. Residential per multifamily per housing unit, $1,123. Non-residential per 1,000 retail square feet, $780. Non-residential per 1,000 office square feet, $300. Non-residential per 1,000 industrial square feet, $135. Non-residential per 1,000 institutional square feet, $541.
And that is your motion?
Yes.
And I will second the motion.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. So I don't have any further business under this public hearing. Does anyone else?
I don't, Chairman.
Be it there's none, I would make a motion that we adjourn.
I will second.
Motion's been made and seconded for adjournment. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. We are adjourned. Thank you.